Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Staying with me, please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Things you can read, you can listen to, you can watch our videos. We have a new one up every week, and we got dozens and dozens of new podcasts all the time. Every day we put up new podcasts. We got new articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. You know, folks, in a year's time, that website has 2,700 brand new podcasts up. So think about that on every topic under the Small Business Sun. And don't forget to take the poll question. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp. We're celebrating his 14th year as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Pete, in the previous segment, you were giving us the voting record with regard to spending and taxing of Paul Ryan. And the vice presidential nominee apparent for the GOP. Talk to us about, compare and contrast, if you will, the Obama campaign, the Obama administration, I should say, because we know what they have done. We have a record of theirs. And what you think will be the behavior of the Romney, or a Romney administration, should he become elected.
Well, on the personal income tax side, we can see a few things happening. With the Obama administration, their future plans are, of course, to raise the taxes on families, dual filers, making $250,000 or more in taxable income a year, single filers, $200,000 or more. Now, that affects a whole lot of pass-through entities who happen to file and declare their profits.
Like subchapter S corporations like mine.
Yes.
And like millions of small business owners out there.
Yes, and we have to worry not only about the interaction of the president's tax plan, but his health care plan. You have the rate going up to 39.6% from 35% on the top bracket. That's the income tax portion. You also have a surtax coming into effect on so-called unearned income.
Right.
I don't really know what that means, frankly. I think that's a terrible term. All income is earned somehow.
Right. But they're talking about rents and are they talking about, are rents included in that is unearned the same thing to them as passive income?
No. No, okay. Unearned income is generally that derived from investments.
Okay,
so,
would that include rents from rental property?
No. Okay. Largely paper investments.
Okay,
and there is also
capital gains, things like that.
Yes, yes, and there is also, of course, a new surtax on Medicare wages for upper income earners. So.
Right.
You have that to worry about. You also have an increase in the dividend tax rate from his income tax plan and the capital gains rate from his income tax plan. So there you're looking at a rise to 20% under his tax plan plus an additional surtax under the health care plan.
Right.
And basically, this is going to mean murder for a lot of small businesses, and I don't say that term lightly.
Well,
that's exactly
right, because, Pete, listen, a lot of that pass-through income, most of the pass-through income that a small business owner, a small business owner hopefully takes a salary. Hopefully they're doing well enough to take a salary. So they've got that W-2 income. That's real cash. If they actually took the money, they might have reported a W-2 income and didn't take the money because their business needed it. That happens all the time. But if they took the money, that's W-2 income, so that is cash. But the pass-through income, there's an excellent chance that almost none of that is in cash.
Yeah,
it's in inventory and receivables and other assets. So there's no cash to pay the higher tax that the success of their company has put them into.
Yeah, and Then you have to worry about the individual mandate excise tax, which may or may not affect small businesses. Not many would be affected, but there's the employer mandate.
Well, now, wait a minute. What the individual mandate, if you've got 50 or more employees, it will affect you.
Well, it will, but that,
depending on whether your plan comports with what the Obamacare plan says it should have.
Yeah, that's the employer side of the tax. Now, as an individual, if you're, say, a sole proprietor,
that's the employer mandate. You're right.
You might also have an individual mandate tax. Not as likely, but quite possible for an employer to have that problem, and I see this every day now on television and in the newspapers of business owners who are at that magical threshold right now. We're at like 45, 48 employees.
Now that the Supreme Court has made their ruling, the employee mandate and the employer mandate are in play.
Yes.
And so how would a Romney quickly get started? How would a Romney plan? I'll tell you what. Hold on to that thought, finish your thought on Obama, and then we'll come back in the next segment and talk about the Romney plan. Go ahead.
Yeah, the bottom line here: a tax on dividends could go as high as 43%, on capital gains 24%. Those are the two critical portions of taxation for not only small businesses but investors. Mm-hmm. And together, businesses and investors mean economic growth. Tax them, you get less economic growth.
And folks, this is not propaganda. If you run a business, you know it's not propaganda. If you don't run a business, folks, the capital, a very important part of the capital, of the solid quality capital that a business has to grow its business, comes from retained earnings, which are taxed, but maybe without the cash to pay the tax. And if the tax rates go up, that means more tax, less capital.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.